Rabbi Eliezer, help.
I was going to speak on the Sedra, but I saw the notice was a Purim notice. A picture like Shusha may let me still speak about Purim maybe. It's a story someone was making Freilich and Leib the week after Purim. Someone said, why is it a whole week? So he said, well, Haman only gave one day. But why didn't Haman give a whole week to kill the Eden? So he said, Haman knew if his plan fails, it will be a yonta for the Edom. So he didn't forgive the Eden, the whole yonta, the whole 7 days of celebrations. Okay, so start with I'll say a pshat and a Gemara in Megillah. Slimini on the Yomarak. A piece of Gemara in Megillah, we'll try to explain what it means. The Mishnah says, Haloyeis Shashama Ashuris Yotza. A foreign speaking person hears the Megillah in Loshna Kodesh. He's fulfilled the mitzvah of Megillah. Freit the Gemara, Vahalo Yoda Maik Omri. He doesn't know what they're saying. Modi Kikasha. What kind of a creation Megillah? You've got no idea what they're talking about. A Kasha? That's the Kasha. The first is there's a Midav Anoshim Amoritz. It must be Eisach of them. Rats in ignorant, not everyone knows the whole Megillah. But ignorant people don't know the Megillah. Mela, they're also Yotze. You see, it's not Makav. They're Maskev or Avinah. Now, Makav is in Shin Kasha. Maskev or Avinah. Otu Anon Hoachashtronim B'nei Haramochim Miyadino. Yeah. El a mitzvah's kriya pesum anissa, hachan a mitzvah's kriya pesum anissa. Moses says, I don't know what you mean. You have to understand the Megillah. We also don't understand the Megillah. You've got a kasha, how can a foreign speaking person understand the Megillah? Answer the Gemara, you think you understand the Megillah? We also don't understand the Megillah. We don't know what achshonim and aramochim means. Well, we know it's not Haman's gallows, it's not a piece of furniture, it's not a piece of cake. It's something to do with some sort of transport, rech ve'arechesh. We don't know precisely what it means. So Moab proves, and what's Elamai? The ik is presuminess, just to lay in the Megillah and publicize the nest. Mayor has answered the kasha. So you see, the main thing is, you heard the Megillah and the story was publicized. So always found this Gemara very puzzling. The Shaila was, how is a foreign-speaking person fulfill the obligation of Megillah? He doesn't understand one word of what's being said. So Mar says, I'll prove to you it must be all right. Because we also don't understand. We don't understand the Wachashtronim B'nei Ramochim. So first of all, we do know roughly, precisely what it means. But the difficulty is, those two words, Wachashtronim B'nei Ramochim, if I don't know those two words, I can still know the Purim story. I've got the gist of what's going on. I don't know those two words, so gefährlich. So that's a very, very different someone who doesn't understand one word of the whole Megillah. And the Gemara seems to be proving from the fact that nobody knows precisely what Hoachashtronim B'nei Ramochim means, that proves you don't need to understand the Megillah. Sounds a chiddush. Ikis b'shemenissa. Right, before I go further, I just have a chush of the idea. According to what we don't know pshat. So Mishmura says, even if someone with Lane and Megillah in a foreign language, we're talking about somebody, a foreign speaking person who hears the Megillah in Loshen Kodesh. But Mekadin, this is not Halacha Lemaisa, but Lemaisa, one can lay in the Megillah in a different language. Says the Mishabura, even if you lay in the Megillah in a foreign language, which we don't do, but strictly speaking, you're allowed to do, those two words you'd have to say in Loshen Kodesh. You'd have to say, and it was written in the name of the king Ahasuerus, it was signed with the ring of the king, and the books were sent in the hands of the runners and the horses, the riders, the king said, back to English again. Those two words have to be said in Loshen Kodesh. So you're mixing languages. We don't know the Taich. The art scroll writes, mules bred of mares. And then at the bottom, they write a note, our sages do know the meaning of these words. So I don't know what to make of that. Maybe they found some anyway. So it's a good try. Something in the mules, mares, camel. We don't know precisely. Oh. So this is back. This, what's the pshat here now? We don't know these two words. And then the Gemara says, a foreign speaker does not need to sound the Megillah. The Peshat is right. There's a din to hear every word of the Megillah. If the din would be, you have to understand the Megillah, you would have to understand every single word. The Ram brings a raya from this Gemara, because we would say, well, you missed the word Nishkefelech. So why did he say also, but yeah, no, if you don't know the Tariq of Achashtoyim B'nei Ramachim, so those two words, I don't know exactly what it means. The Tariq, if there would be such a din, you have to understand the Megillah, you'd have to know the precise translation of every single word in the Megillah. And then the Gemara Tariq would be, then nobody would be yotz to the Megillah. Had to chiddush? Nobody in Klal Yisrael could be yotz to the Megillah, because nobody knows the precise translation of these two words. And there's no thing as well, it's not the main point of the poem, so we would have said, well, if you don't know what as homon tololoet means, you're missing the whole point. But if you don't know what these two words mean, there's no such thing as more significant or less significant. Every single word in the Megillah is absolutely essential. So now you have to hear every single word. If the din would be, you have to know the translation of the word, you'd have to know the precise translation of every single word. So you'd have to know, well, I don't know, even that, somebody say, Agamon's not clear what it means, maybe people have a but, all these hard words. And nobody knows what astronomer Amochim means. We can take a calculator's guess, it's some sort of one of our four-legged friends, we don't know exactly which one. But it's not good enough. It's a raya, you don't have to know. So, Bazoi, if anybody don't understand who I did, nobody doesn't say anything. It's a little bit of a chiddush, but that's the mahalach. You have every word. Oh. Chiddush dikazach. And am I? Oh, but the shayla, the more it ends off. Ella, more and more proof from this. The more it says, kriya psumanis. It can make a piece of my nest. It's not ma'akav to understand every word. Oh, sending more fears those. Hachinami, who I did for the foreign speaking person, kriya upisumanissa. The question is, if I know the gist of the story, and those two words I don't know, so Ataka, you prove from this Gemara, it's not essential to understand the meaning of every word, but I have a pierce on my nest. Why I have a pierce on my nest? Because I heard the Megillah being read, I was in the Tzibah, I know the story of Purim, so for me, the miracle of Purim was publicized to me because I heard a Megillah being laid. But this Nebuch, this foreign speaker, I mean, I can't quite visualize it. Someone who can't understand a single word of the Megillah, listen to the Megillah. I mean, just remember Shigeverin. Listen to half an hour, someone reading in Japanese. Complete, absolute gobbledygook to him, as I say. He hears all these words being said, the foreign language, with banging every so often. They say, I mean, it's Mishra, but leave it to us, I'm a seer. So where's the pierce of my nest? I've got a piece of an S of another story. So Rashi says some words here. Ava bishen yoidim masha shoymin. Shoyalin es ha shoymin. You ask people, v'oimrim mahi akriyazu. V'eichayin es umadina. Tell them. You can ask. But see, Rashi seems to say, if you don't understand, but you'll ask. I'll ask someone, what does hoach astronomy eremochim mean? So if he answers me, he knows, I'll know what to call him. Not a Talmud Chochem. Yeah? It's almost like you have to ask, you have to pshat hazay, avada. Hoach astronim b'nei Ramochim, I don't know, you don't know. Ask all claims to know, but really they say they don't know. Anyway, the pshat hazay, then there's a pierce to my nest, because I've heard the Purim story, and those two words, nishkefelech. Ma'ashenk, if somebody doesn't understand the story at all, there's no pierce to my nest, you have to ask. Is it ma'ashenk? Sounds like the pshat hazay, he could ask. He's attended a laning of the Megillah, so he's been in a matzav of peir samales. He doesn't know one word what was being said. He could ask me what was it all about. I wonder what happens if nobody knows. Rashi says, he'll ask the shoymim. What happens if there are no shoymim? He's hearing it privately. So you might actually ask the balkoira. What about a balkoira? Doesn't know the meaning of the words. Oiskifan, somebody who's learned to read the Megillah, and you've got no idea of the story. So you've got the Balkoira and the listener, and neither of them know the Purim story. Is that also right? I don't know. There's nobody to ask now. And he's on a desert island. There's nobody else to ask. I don't know. It's interesting. Rashi says shame. Maybe it means a low plug. It's an interesting thing. What it means exactly. Rashi had shver, it's difficult. The more it says, Pesumen, the more it proves, because we don't know what Achastom and Eremochim means, the Ikea is Pesumen Nissa. Hachinami Pishumanissa. But where's the Pirisimanes? Where's the miracle of Purim being publicized for someone who doesn't understand a single word of the story? Yeah? So right, I've said before Pshat, the first time I explained Pshat, the fact that we don't know what Rachashtron and Bnei Ramochim means proves it cannot be there is such a din, you have to understand the Megillah. Because if there would be such a din to understand the Megillah, you'd have to understand every single word. So all our, nobody in Klaus will be able to the Megillah. So no such din. So you can't understand two words, hold up. And where's the piece on this? He could ask, Chris.
So no, if you don't understand it,
yeah, that's for Talmud Torah, not for the, yeah, that's for Talmud Torah. Mrs. Talmud Torah maybe Yotzim, not Megillah, it's not Mukha, it's not the same thing. Megillah Mor says, Mavaklin Talmud Torah creates a Megillah. Megillah's not Talmud, different gather. I'm doing Mrs. Megillah now, I'm not doing it for a limit of Torah.
Could ask later?
I don't know, Santa Rashi. Someone said Pshat is, but you're bound to ask. It's human nature, everyone's listening. What's going on here? You want, what is this story? Anyway, now, that's one, now. The beginning of the Mazal session, now that's the second test. The first test of the Gemara was, the most question was, Hello Shamashuris, Freddy Gemara, Hala Yodi Mike Omri, Freddy, and we've got a terrace. Midi de Hava and Noshim, like the Noshim Amaratsim. Freddy the Rashash, what's the, that was the Kasha. The Kasha was, somebody who's a foreign doesn't understand Russian Kodesh. How is he yoked to the Megillah? He doesn't understand what's being said. So more aware, it's like the Amaratsim. Well, they are the people. That's who that was the Kasha. How are the Amaratsim yoked? They fake the Rashash. Tamer, what's this? That was the Kasha. Now, you just said, why are you yoked to the Megillah if you don't understand it? So where do you see those ignorant people yoked to the Megillah? That's the Kasha. Why are these ignorant people yoked to the Megillah? Maybe they should find out Pshat. So I want to say, it means as though, the lawyers means somebody doesn't understand a single word at all. The Noshim Van Ma'oretz means for uns Ra'olim. The Noshim means for uns, the Frum Yidin, people who do understand, there's always a few words they don't understand. The Kasha was, Haloyesh Shamashu, he's a foreign speaker, he doesn't understand a single word of the whole Megillah. We hopefully understand every word, and Achshonim Ben Ramachim, we've got a good idea what it means, so we're alright. Oh, but this person does not understand a single word of the Megillah. It's absolute. Means nothing to him. Freddy Gemara, how is he out the Megillah? He doesn't understand. And for the Gemara, like not the Amorites with Shas, the same. It means, maybe you have a like the Noshim Amratzim, even traditional ones of the Yidin, the Frumit, there's always some Amratzim who don't know some of the words. And the Mazariah, that you'd have to have it. Because I'm saying, this Yisod, to compare some words to all the Megillah, that's the first text of the Gemara already. My question was, originally, what's the raya for not understanding two words of the Megillah, the whole Megillah? The Torah is, if you have to understand, you have to understand everything. The Yisod is, if you, a part of the Megillah is as good as nothing. So I'm saying that's right in the first text of the Gemara, because the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara meant. Like the Noshim Amaratzim of the Klal Yisrael, they understand the gist of the story, but there's bound to be a few words they don't know. So we see there's no din understanding the Megillah's Ma'akav. So if there would be such a din, if you'd have to understand, then all the Amoratsim would not be Yotzer. So from that, the Gemara proves who are doing a foreign speaker is also Yotzer. Then the Gemara is one stage further. If you're telling me now, are you sod? That if you have to understand the Megillah, you have to understand every word. And if there's some words you don't understand, then it's like you haven't heard those words. And it must be Yotzer if you don't understand anything. Says the Gemara, you don't need to go as far as the Amoratsim. Even to mention the grace of Talmid Chachamim, we'll always find two words you don't understand. That's the Kratling Gemara, yeah? It's based on the Yisod, the Gemara's Machadosh, the missing of, since you have to hear every word, if you have to know the translation of every word, then a few words you don't know, you've invalidated your Megillah reading. If there would be such a din, you have to understand, every word is vital. The Gemara starts off, well, there's plenty of ignorant people who know the Purim story, and they know whatever Assess the Haman is, but don't know every word, not just Achashonim. They don't know Achashtapanim and Chavle Butzva Gomon and Ritzmas Davos and Chores. And they're also Yotza. So you see, a few words doesn't matter, so you have to understand. Then it goes one stage further. If anywhere you're saying a few words, who would I've got two words that nobody knows. Just cracking them all, right. Now I want to speak about the Nyanim from the Mishkan, the Pasuk Mishkan. The Rashi says in Chumash, there's a lav lo yizach hachoshen maroefoy. As you know, the chosh, they join with the top and bottom, has to stay in position. So Rashi says, this is a lav in the Torah. It's one of the Rashi says actually on Loyu Korea, when the me'il mustn't be torn. Rashi says, when it says you've got to make a folded collar for the me'il. So Rashi says there, so we say Loyu Korea means just a practical way, make sure it doesn't get torn. Says Rashi, this is a lav. So a lav, yeah. Loyu Korea. What's the chiddush? These three. Lo yizach ha-choshim are eifoid. The choshim should remain in position. You shouldn't tear the me'il. And you should not remove the poles from the oil. All these three, Rashi says, they are laven in the Torah. The one of the 365 commandments. Why does Rashi tell you this? The pshat is because he would have thought it's just telling you how you do it. Keep in position. This practical. It shouldn't be moved out of position, yeah? Not every time it says in the Torah, loy, it's a prohibition. Somebody's just telling you, that's the way it should be. Especially if it's a reed, you call them pshat, make a folded collar for the male, like a coat of armor. Loy, in order you shouldn't get torn, practical, yeah? Or keep the poles in the Orem, don't remove them, that's the tour of the Orem. So these in Yonim, lo yosuru mimenu, and lo yizach ha-choshem, and lo yikareya, It's not clear from the Pesukim, it's a lav. It's a lav. It's one of the lav in the Torah. One of the command, one of the lav, and they have to keep. Every Mechid keep all the lav in the Torah. It doesn't really come our way, does it, this lav? It's a lav. They've half an hour of lav here. Someone said, that was a true story, not someone, a mitzvah, once said to mitzvah, you know, you now have accepted upon yourself 613 commandments. I know it's all very, in the course of time you learn what they are, and you got all, the bach got all overwhelmed, the amount of zifah, the vowel, there's hundreds of mitzvahs don't come into anyway. There's loads of lavin, and even esim, the Chavetz Chaim's got a chashma from the corner of the number, there's over 170 that don't play nowadays. Come out of the number, it's this, there's 248 esim, minus 171, and both minus same, that's how many, and even those aren't the gales don't come your way, yeah? Which is marker, picking the back. And this, a lav like this, normally it's a lav you keep by sort of abstaining, holding yourself back. Yoshav v'le'ov aveira, noisnim loischa, kais a mitzvah. But when these lav don't come your way to hold yourself back from tearing the middle. Anyway, so these are lav and Shabbat Torah. Right. So the chinuch says, but the minya lav, yes, so you have to become it with this lav, became by learning about it, yeah? So the chinuch says, you're over b'shas avoid when you do an avoid b'shas avoid when he moves it away. Yeah, mitzvah nechene. Yeah, he's a chosh malei avoid. Then yeah, he says here the over the hagin says here don't move it away. Echad is neisachoy b'zman abayis. And he writes here loshen. It brings a Rambam, it says, Hamafai Delka, yeah, it says, and then he writes, and then he means a Lashon here, Rav Machabe said, B'shas Avoida. Machabe said, Mafai B'shas Avoida. Jun Avoida. Freedom of his Chinuch. He's found a Gemara. And he found a Gemara. Gemara says, Gemara in Makkas, Gemara talks about how many Aveiras you can do in one go. Is that some sort of a Chachma? I don't know. Once again, the Guinness Book of Records, the Psa, a certain feat. As a Chachma. A person can plough a field and get 8 Averas. So, it's like answer. Wants to get a prize or whatever. Or just whatever. This is a possibility. 8 Averas. Pardon? We don't allow when we get Malkus, yeah? The Mora says, yes, Chosh Tan Machod, yeah? He's, yeah, the Mora says, Eloshin here, what's he doing, this person? Just theoretical, yeah? He's got a Shon Chamoya and it's Kodshin. And he's got Kalayim, and it's Shmitayur, and it's Yontav, and he's a Koyim, and he's a Nozim, and he's in a Beis HaKvoros. Fun? Fun? Ah, he's chalked up 8 Lavim. Yeah. Right, so then the Gemara says, Maslabaya, V'lech Shevnami, HaMazir Choshim on Eifoid. Another Lav, he's moving the Choshim from the Eifoid. So first of all, before you go back, what does it mean moving the Choshim? Talk about when he's ploughing. Oh. So the Ritva said, there is an opinion in the Gemara which says, Chanidim Mechachanoi says, he's wearing shamus. Omri loy, einim and Hashem. It's not part of this, it's not to do with the Kerusha. So Ritva said, this Kasha, really, the simple thing is, it's not while he's ploughing. He just could do it anyway. The other ones are because he's ploughing the field on Shmita, he's got an Aveira. Because he's in a Beis HaKavod, but this is Stamazoi. If I should go in with a Shitta, stop. Even if he's wearing clams, any extra lav you can add on. And I've got a kasha, maybe he's Maybe he's munching a ham sandwich, B'shas Masa. Basically, I can't pull it up. Is the Gemara says, Mazir Chashmeh. So, Mechas Chinuch says, Yeshiv Meir, it's not B'shas Havoida. It's not the Bais HaMikdash. Rambam says, you move away the Choshev from the Eifoid, Le Yizach HaChoshev Al Eifoid, alive in the Torah. Says the Rambam, the Lashon of the Chinuch, HaMafari Chiburam B'shas Havoida. Why is he doing Havoida? He takes the ring and it gets all loose. So, there's Lo Yizach, he makes it. But he's not in the basic forest now. Some poskim want to say it means language. I mean, b'shas is wearing the big tikkun. It's not b'shas avoida. But what's the matzias? Why is he? What's happening here exactly? So the ritva says that he's talking about. He's wearing. He's in the basic forest. He's in this field, in this basic forest, and he's ploughing, and he's wearing the ephod without the choshen. So because he's wearing one another, so now he's in a matzav of keeping them separate. So chiddush, the ritva shvel, what's going on there? You can't separate the chosh and eifel while he's ploughing. So the ritva says, the most kash is, I've got another lab. Besides, I've got another veira he can be over when he's ploughing. He's ploughing with a chosh, without one the other, without the eifel, without the chosh. So besides, he's walking around now, one without, but the yizach, they mustn't be separate. So he's keeping up the matzav of the chosh and eifel being separate. So Chiddush, oh, Chenea's got cash. He's done it already. He's just carrying on. Difficult. Yeah, what?
They were put on
simultaneously? Yeah, about that. Oh. So about that, I'm going to come back soon. So Chenea says maybe he's actually doing it. Chenea first thing he's doing while he's ploughing. While he's ploughing, he's got this ploughshare, this stick. And as he's ploughing with this thing, he's got some sort of a... some sort of a tool which he plowed. And as he's plowing, there's the Kohen Gadol standing next to the field there. What's he doing there? Someone says he's there with his big tikkunah. There's one of Farshim says, I think it is, Nisholim v'urim v'tumim. He's being asked a question. He's wearing his full big tikkunah. He needs to wear his big tikkunah for after he's got a shah in urim v'tumim. And as he's plowing the field, he's walking along and he's sort of with the plow, as he's plowing, he's knocking the chosh away from the ephod. And who are then Mesir Badi Orem Meorem? Is he moving the Badi Orem? Is he moving as he's playing? The Orem's there. It's a Pelamoid. Very unlikely. But see, Malkashi, why did he say the Orem? The Heiliger Orem is there in, next to this space Akvoris here. Not in the Vesemigdus, presumably, yeah? And as he's plowing the field, at the same time, he's taking that. It's a difficult Matthias to understand. Let's listen, we're up. So that ox, you see clearly he's not a dafka when he's doing avoida, but when he's malovish with a big tikkunah, yeah? There is some people want to suggest, I don't know who says now, maybe this Gemara's kasha didn't mean a kasha on the Beis HaKvoros. It's just a general kasha. Eileh Elokim, we're talking about a list of lavim, why don't you call this one the lavim? Because the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, says, Mazir Choshem Eifoid, might you think it's just a... just a tenuous mitzvah, it's not a last name, no. Because Kushamonu Chayvi Lavin, the Gemara count this one as well. So maybe learn Pshat Gemara is a general cash on the Lavin, not in the Bissek Forest. All cash on the start, different Pshat Gemara. The Gemara is a general. Alien, Aloykin, the list of all Laveras, for the Gemara, I've got another Lav, a general Lav, not to do with the Bissek Forest. Rambam says, they've got a right to Lav, because when the Gemara lists the Lavin for which you get Malkus, the Gemara says, why don't you have Chosh and Eifel on the list. Right, stand by that. I'm not connected with the basic chavoras. Of most of the is the basic chavoras. You've got to have oil fits in. Oh.
There's a mess in the oil. That could be
a problem. No, it says in the basic chavoras, it says here. Where's the mess? No, in the basic mikdash.
You're allowed to go into the house where there's a mess, a coin.
Yes, he went to the house, with it, and then that's where he can go in the house. Not in. Right. Now I'll tell you in Chantachir, Mordek and Chiddush. So much very amazing chiddush. When they made the begodim, when they made the big day kahuna, in Parash Bekude, it says, "V'yitnu shnei voice hazav." It says here, "Loshen va'yasu shtei tabazav, v'yitnu shtei kisvus u'eifoid m'mata, va'yirkusu as achoshem mitaboisa v'tabosay psotchei liyaz achoshem v'layizach achoshem al u'eifoid." Shtei to a murdik chiddush. When they made the begodim, they joined it together. Dov a pella. We would have said, you're making the begodim, what's the lav? When you have the choshen, make sure the kohen, when you dress the kohen in the choshen, you put the two chains here to join the eifel with the choshen, and this is also joined. Oh, but here we're talking when they made it. Aaron wasn't wearing it, it was only 1 month later. So it seems from the Pasuk, when they made the Begadim, they made in the Tzura of the Choshnei for joined together. Modik HaChiddush. So a cop says, even Shaloi B'Shas Levisha, they should be joined. Maybe I'm suggesting the Tzura of Levisha could open it up. The Tzura to get into it, of a cup is a din, even when it's hanging in the cupboard, there's some Modik HaChiddush. But yeah, no, it's the year, because they joined the Choshnei Eifoid. Pash Bekudin, they made the Begadim, Lias HaChesha Eifoid, Velo Yiz HaChesha Eifoid. Is the pshat is the lav even when it's in the cupboard? The modik paladik chiddush. The lav's even when it's lying in the cupboard. The chosh and eifod have to be together, and you only open it for the tzur chavisha. Or maybe pshat is could be there's no lav now. Oh, but the Torah wanted to impress upon the people oisa malacha. It's absolutely essential that you should keep together when he's wearing it. The main the Torah's machai. Even when you make it as a gedda, keep it together and only put it apart when you have to. Oh. So I thought it was a bit of a chiddush. And now I've seen one of the Svarim, on the Minchas Chinuch, some sand, where Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rishon, in Parashat Pekudah, he says, Taka, Lov Shom Ke'echad. Rabbeinu Bechaya, you put them on together. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, he put on the Choshen. Ramban says, he put the Choshen in the Eifod, yeah? Lashon Ramban, is he, he said, Lashon, he put the Choshen, he put the Choshen on it, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, he put on the chayish of it, because they were taka joined in the cupboard. They were joined like as a costume with a brace and thing. Against that, and that's how it hung up there. That way he stepped into it, maybe opened the rings to get in. Oh, but that was the tzura when it was given to Aaron to put on. It was given as a set the chayish of it together. Lov shom keachad ben mechayu, and the way mechayu says shenema sharei. He writes there because lov shom keachad sharei muchaborim are you. No, they were made joined, they were kept joined. Stop a chiddush. I don't want the over the lav. I don't want the over the lav when it's not wearing. It's basically, so you see a claw, the importance of being joined together wasn't just wear them together. That's the tzura. So when it says it, when he went in Pesach Begudim, when Aaron got dressed, he put the begadim on. The Torah says he Moshe Rabbeinu dressed with all the begadim. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You put them on. No, it's in tab. Pashas tab. He said he put the chosen on the Ramban. The Ramban says he put the on the chosen. Oh. So the Emma's can clear it up. That's one thing. Now, there's a. How you put it on could depend when exactly you're over this lab or is a chosen maybe. No, the chosen is joined in two places. Top. Over here. Oh. So Rashi sounds like the lav is, the posuk's written, the bottom one, over here, it's hanging down. And this is the one that keeps it firm in position. Oh. Now there is a Loshna Rambam. Oh, so Loshna Rambam says, Meridim as a Sharshurois. Sheba Tabas Kisfus Eifoid. You bring down the chains. Ad Tabas Achosh El Yonas. Kadesh Yiv to Kuzevazah. Veliz Achosh Shemar Eifoid. The Rambam mentions it when he gets the top ones. Is that the Kiddush? Rambam says you put it on the coin. You've got Achosh Eifoid. Rambam says you then put these rings joined together. It's Mashma. You're over on the top ones. Memela. Could be that taka you don't need to undo when you get to when you get the whole time. Catch how you got into it. First, according to Rashi, the most problem seems to be the Yizach is that anyway the Chosh is hanging from the Eifoid, but it's sort of, Rashi says, it's knocking against his chest. So these two rings here keep it firm in position. See, if you learn the Chizman, that you're over the Lav, when you take off those two rings, the bottom two rings. He brings from the Uraim here, Tabas HaChoshen, those ones that keep it firm in position. Menelius, he brings from the Sefer Uraim, Eina Lovush Behem, you can't speak when you're not wearing it, why? Because the Tabas, anyway, loose, you can't wear it when they're joined. Yeah? So if it means the bottom two rings, it was opened, the Tzayrach Levisha, to get Mash Ein Kain, if we say there's a lav also on the top two rings, so the Choshen is suspended from the Eifoid, were two chains, and those two chains, there's no need to take them off ever. So it could be, if that's the pshat, you take it over the lav, even not in the, even tribus out of Isha. Okay, that was the two, I was kept them out, no, no. Yes, it's stapik. The question is, that I think some people understand from the Rambam, the ik is the top ones you're over.
Who would be over the lamps?
Whoever takes it apart. Whoever takes it, whoever. It's in the cupboard like that. And someone...
If you don't hold it in the
cupboard,
that means you have to do it for
Yusha. It was made together. It was hanging up in storage. It was made in there. It was in this cupboard, waiting to be used. And that's how it was stored, with the chosheva together.
And
whoever, somebody who gets a big yetzahara to go and do this haveira.
No, you just didn't put it back together after the
derech ladishah. Who's over the lamp? He didn't put it together again. No, but when you're weighing it together, you got to know how you get out of it.
No, if you don't hold it, it's a bit of a chai, so that means...
Oh, if you don't, if you hold, you put off. You, if you hold, you have the rambansi, you put them on separately. So push it and you put on the choshen, then even the choshen, and then you tie it up. And now what the pastor telling me, what I'm saying a chiddush. The pastor is the choshen when he's wearing it. While the cohen's wearing it, it's got to be firmly in position. And if he undoes the rings, why, I don't know. Chapti Yitzhahara, we don't understand the oath. It's not best Yitzhahara to steal or whatever, or eat macholos or suras. It's allowed, don't you go to Yitzhahara after. But Matundi, he's got Yitzhahara to do it, right. He undid it, yeah. So it could be, he says that the chinuch says shemloi. He's talking about the bottom rings. Talking about kedeshim nosachel. Vimloi yiksha ba'osim taboys. The bottom rings, the bottom of the choshem. And this is a chain. This was a golden chain. This was psil techeles. The chinuch is talking about the psil techeles, which was at the bottom. So he writes there loshen shemloi yiksha ba'osim taboys. Yachoshen nod v'nivdal mecheshev weifoid. The noikesh aluch libush akoyin is banging, it's not firm. Valze nema vle yizach achoshim al eifoid, kle macheshiv eifoid. The chilek is called mashma, this thing, this is stam. This is not necessarily eifoid. This is just the choshin suspended from the eifoid. Vle yizach, keeping a position, the ikalav is on the psil techeis, the bottom, which keeps it against his chest. So he says then, vama farik chibura b'shas avoid aloika. So when he's doing avoda, I mean, it won't fall off. It's still hanging from here, yeah. But while he's doing avoda, the kohen chaps yetzahara to undo these things, yeah. And you give him a straw, chay malchus. Has a straw first, yeah. Is someone warning you? Be you do this chay malchus? Maze it, machan avoda, chay malchus. Yeah, match me. It's time. He actually says b'shas avoda. And, so I'm afraid, I told the Kashi in a base of Kvoris, to say lav dafsha, avoida means b'shas levisha, avoida means lafuka is in the cupboard, because when he's wearing it, it's usually shas avoida. Usually he's wearing, he's got a reason to wear it, some would say, because he has to wear it in case he's wearing it. So also avoida tzitz, he has to wear the tzitz to be machap on kabonas. You can say, you could stop and not obgefreit to say shas avoida means when he's wearing the big dekahona, that is like an avoida. This is his avoidance shem to wear the begodim. So when he's wearing them, now's the time to be over. And who's over? It says here, by the way, it says, b'schoim and a kavus. To anybody, even anybody. Not the Kohen Gadol himself. Even a man, anybody in the whole crowd is going to be over. Even an Isha. Isha Barzula Minayin. A lady goes to the Kohen Gadol behind his back and undoes the ring. He's not allowed. Yeah, not after the Kohen Gadol. It's because it's not the Kohen Gadol himself is over. It's because anybody. While the Kohen Gadol is wearing the choshen ephod, anybody in Klal Yisrael is forbidden to undo these rings. And if he does, he's got a lav. And what is the lav? It's Eliezer. That's it. Number 10, Klal, according to the Chinuch, maybe if he undoes the top ones, he's not over. But interesting, if you think about it, Eliezer shouldn't be moved apart. Undoing the top rings causes more movement in the bottom ring. Think about it. Interesting. Rashi, the pasha psukim vaistos, the bottom keep it in position. The chinuch says, if you undo the bottom rings, it won't fall down. If you undo, you got the eifoy, the choshen hanging down. Somebody undoes the ring, what happened? It may knock it, but it won't fall down. Think about it. If you undo this ring, if you undo the ring where the chain, where the joins to the choshen might fall down. The Paris, the Chayra, it's more like Yizach. Sounds as Ach. You manage to be completely apart. This is only, this is just knocking against his chest. The chayim as well as a kavul chayma. A person's either allowed, even by undoing the bottom rings, where it's still suspended from the top, and the mice, it won't fall down, you're over the lav. So kavul chayma, if you're under the top, it'll fall down. Basically, but the chinuch says clear for some reason. Somebody makes more emphasis on the bottom, basically. And the Rambam, lost the Rambam is, Tabas, he says here, Marina Shash, at Tabas, a choshel el yoinois, Kadeshi yid, we will use a choshel el eifoid, yeah? So she says, more, it's more, but the psukim writes on the bottom, yeah? The psukim are clear, you should join the bottom of the yizach. The rest of the yizach shouldn't be, Battery wasn't switched on, yeah? The battery is on my tummy, it doesn't work like that, yeah? But the psukim, it says quite clearly, the yerkes are going to be tavoy sov, but the yerkes are going to be tavoy sov, yeah? Yeah, John, yeah, I think there's a Rambam which says, the yizach means nitzah. And there's Ramban which says a different type of yizach. Might make it a bit different. Ramban says, what's the yizach mean? Rashi says nitzah means movement. So going to that, going to any movement. Ramban says the word leyizach. Yeah, a korev leyizach basically means in the seats of a nitzel, demolishing. He says it's the same word as nitzatzem samach and zayin. Nitzatzem is you're demolishing, you're destroying it. But you're not saying it's a mishma. Yeah. So going to a bantak, if he falls down, he's zichayv. He made a whole chorban. Ramban leyizach lost a chorban. He says nitzitzer, you're demolishing the whole tzura. Yeah. So you demolish the whole tzura more if you do on the bottom one. Basically, over the psukim on the top one, yeah? The psukim, it's a chiddush, you have to say it's the tzura is in the bottom is joined, yeah? I don't think, practically speaking, if you undo it, make that much difference, yeah? Because still, again, you actually, I don't want to try to move out, it's hanging down, it won't necessarily be moving the whole time. Of the goysak podder to have the bottom rings. Of the top ones, keep it in position, but the posuk stay by the bottom rings. Okay, this is the. So it's one of the lavish potato shape. So we can't mechan the poyos, so mechan them with a learning ring then.
Rav Ostrafali says that just like there's big and so there's in Shabbat. Maybe when you say not